First decision of the morning. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or will we ease into the day with a sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel? Ooh, what about that white chocolate mocha? No matter which flavor you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Better coffee starts a better day. Start with bottled Starbucks Frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We're going to return to Chrislyn now, where the sense of shock has turned to grief as the close-knit community prepares for 10 funerals this week. Our reporter Barry White joins us. Barry, good morning.
Hey, Pat, good morning.
We've moved on to, I suppose, a sad phase in all of this, the realization that people have died, and now in the coming days it will be time to pay respects and to bury them.
Yeah, Pat, I suppose the shock here of the first 48 hours after the accident happened to area, and Pat, as I've said a few times, anyone you stop and speak to here in Chrislyn is either related to or friends with one of the victims, which really just shows how hard this has hit the community. And the village has a population of around 400, so in the blink of an eye, 10% of the population here has been kind of wiped out. And yeah, as you say, thousands of people turned out for vigils yesterday. There were 24 in total across County Donegal. And at the vigil in Milford, where the local school, Mulroy College, has been particularly impacted, scores of school friends of two of the young victims turned out. 14-year-old Leona Harper and 13-year-old James Monaghan were students at the college, while young James's mother, Catherine O'Donnell, also died in the blast, while Martina Martin, who worked in the petrol station shop, also died. She had two children who went to Mulroy College. And I've been speaking to Martin Gormley. He's the chair of the Education and Training Board here in County Donegal.
Mulroy College is one of the Donegal Education and Training Board schools, and it's just absolute devastation. I came down yesterday, went to the school, visited the school. The students were there, there was staff there, there was parents there, there was former staff members. But, you know, there was absolutely grief etched in everybody's heart, and you know, it was so, so sad. And you know, it was a simple thing which the principal Fiona Temple did. She opened up the school for, you know, the afternoon, but it was so, so effective in terms of, you know, you had so many people that came in, and you know, the families were there and they wanted to talk about the children, and the teachers wanted to talk about the children and the staff members. And you know, the staff are absolutely devastated there, as well as the families and the students.
Leona Harper and James Monaghan were pupils at the school.
Yeah, well, James was a second year student, and from talking to the students there, they would have described him as being a real bitter crack. He was, you know, a lively lad, and just, you know, one of those boys who you remember in your class, and you know, great fun, and you know, very you know, up for it all the time. And the teachers would have spoke very highly of them. Leona then was a third year student and very interested in sports. She would have been, you know, a very promising rugby player. She would have been involved in athletics, and I suppose another connection with the school, her father Hugh would have been a former member of the school, former student of the school of Milford, and Hugh was there, and you know, just, you know, talking about Leona and having discussions with staff and looking to see where she sat and, you know, what she did and the things she was involved with in the school. It was very, very sad. And I suppose the other thing was, you know, we had Martina Martin would have been a parent of a number of the students in the school also, and you know, they were there too. And then of course James Monaghan's mother, Catherine O'Donnell, would have passed away too as part of the tragedy in Chrislyn. So it has affected the school, you know, awfully, in terms of, you know, you have four members there, the school community, that have been just wiped out overnight.
And Pat, I attended another vigil then yesterday evening in Letterkenny Rugby Club, where 14-year-old Leona Harper, who also went to Mulroy College, she was a member of the rugby under 14 team in Letterkenny, and told a promising young player who was just sport mad. And her teammates gathered at the rugby club last night with Leona's parents and brothers. And I've been speaking to Letterkenny Rugby Club youth coaches Jeremy Worth and Peter Orsi.
Well, Leona was a part of a rugby family. The Harpers were a proper rugby family, and they all played. The dad, Hugh, played in the club and then was a coach. And then Anthony, the eldest son, played mini and youth all the way through, played with my son. And yeah, they all played, and Donna, the mum, was a volunteer and helped out. So yeah, we're all in a complete state of shock. For a young girl who's only 14, who played since she was six with mini rugbys with the boys, and then when she got older, she joined the girls' section, and her coach has left a tribute. He's in America, so he can't speak to you, but he, in no uncertain terms, told in his statement about what a fantastic prospect she was, what a good spin pass she had, what a positive personality she had. She was good fun, a great sense of humour, really the perfect personality to have in your team. So she was, you know, her teammates are in a state of shock, and we also are. We've lost a person that was part of our future.
And Leona was a member of your under-14s team. Jeremy mentioned teammates. It must be very, very tough for young people at this time.
You know, when a young player goes and pulled from the club at this stage, it's a shock to everybody. So, you know, their teammates are just devastated. You know, they're looking for counselling, a bit of comfort. And they're here tonight just to be in the company of other club members and of their other fellow teammates, just to get some solace.
And I think that's important, isn't it, that they're here talking and, I suppose, remembering Leona?
Absolutely. You know, it's only fond memories they have as well.
And Barry, as you mentioned earlier, there will be 10 funerals in the wider Chrysler area this week, and some details are beginning to emerge.
Yeah, Pat, the funerals of the 10 victims will take place this week, like you say, and the details of the funerals are now emerging. The majority of the funerals will take place at St. Michael's Church here in Chrysler. When I was driving back from the Letterkenny to Chrysler last night from that vigil at Letterkenny Rugby Club, I drove behind the removal of Jessica Gallagher's remains. She's a 24-year-old who also died in the explosion. And there was just hundreds of people stood out along the N56 between Letterkenny and Chrysler with candles to pay their respects last night. When the first of the funerals will take place tomorrow, 49-year-old Martin McGill's funeral will take place in St. Michael's Church at 2 o'clock. Martin was originally from Scotland and moved here 10 years ago. He was known locally as Scotch Martin. And I've been speaking to his cousin, Sharon, who was laying flowers at the scene of the explosion this morning.
Oh, it's heartbreaking. Not something you would expect in a wee village. It's more like you'd see in a film. I lost my cousin there, in it, Martin McGill. He was 49. So now it's just... I do know a lot of the other ones that were killed, and a few of the people that were injured as well.
I've been speaking to quite a few locals who've been telling me about Martin. He was known as Scotch Martin, very popular here.
That's
locally.
Right. Yes, he was, yeah. They moved to Scotland here about 10 years ago. So, yeah, they lived down in the cottages down there. Mary's his mum, and he lost his dad there not so long ago as well, along with my father, which would have been Martin's uncle. So, yeah, so a big tragedy. I mean, all around, and when you go up there and look at the wee shop, it's just heartbreaking.
How's everyone coping?
I don't think it's hit everybody yet. I suppose you still expect loved ones to come back through the door. So no, it's extremely hard. Extremely hard.
You were just up at the scene, you and your son were just up there.
My grandson, yeah, we were just laying flowers down for everybody up there. I say Riley went up there with me as well, so I just put flowers down.
It's just so sad, Barry. And the shop and the petrol station, it's not just a shop and a petrol station, it's actually the heart of the community. So literally anybody from the community could have been there at the time of the explosion.
Yeah, exactly, Pat. So Lafferty's is a petrol station and a shop here on the Letterkenny side of the village of Chrysler. But like you say, it's the heart of the community. It's a petrol station, it's a shop, it's a post office. The butchers are in the building, and there's also a hairdresser's in the building. And there's no other shops or anything in the village. So this is a place that people locally will be popping into every day. And actually, there was a vigil here at 10 o'clock last night, or a remembrance mass at 10 o'clock. And one of the owners of a local coffee shop came in with, you know, dozens of loaves of bread and dozens of cartons of milk, because there's no shop now in the village. So that was just left there for some locals who may need, you know, some groceries. But there is a feeling here locally that it could have literally been anyone who could have got caught up in this. And some of the stories I've been hearing are just heartbreaking. 50-year-old Robert Garway and his 5-year-old daughter, Shauna Flanagan Garway, were popping into the shop to buy the child's mother a birthday cake and birthday card. I mentioned Martin McGill earlier there. He was going in to use the ATM. Leona Harper came down from Remelton for a sleepover with friends, and they were in the shop getting sweets. But I think the randomness of these stories just highlights that this was just people going about their daily lives, like we all do every day. And then this freak accident happened in the blink of an eye. But I've also been hearing from people who left the shop just minutes before the blast. I've been speaking to local business owner Brian Dolan. He was one of the first on the scene. He told me his wife actually left the shop just minutes before the explosion.
I was there within seconds of it happening. My office is just down the road. I think people maybe now are realising what happened, but I think us that were on the scene on Friday realised pretty quick that things were very serious. We knew the cars outside. We knew who was in them. We knew who was in the building. People were fantastic. They were clearing the debris off the road. We knew there'd be the emergency services getting through, clear a path into the building. There was people taken. There was walking wounded being taken out of the building. People were just doing everything that they possibly could. Some people were concerned for safety, telling us to come back. It was dangerous, it could collapse, but I mean, people just went on adrenaline and just.
Were you there helping yourself? Yes. Once you got in the scene?
Yes. You don't think about it, you just go into auto drive. I suppose the adrenaline kicks in, you don't see danger, you don't see anything, you just think of, is there anything I can do?
And you were just telling me, tell me about your wife. She was actually in the shop just before the explosion.
Yeah, our normal routine is that the wife would go to the post office on a Friday around about 4 o'clock to do the banking for the business. And that particular day, we were busy, and she said that she'd go up early and come back down to the local coffee shop and get a takeaway coffee and bring it into the office. The receipt from the till is 15:08. So you can't get much closer than that.
That's extraordinary. 15:08, the coffees were paid for. 15:20, the explosion happened. Finally, Barry, are the Gardaí any closer to finding out what actually caused the explosion?
Well, Garda investigations are continuing, Pat, but the early indications are that this was a freak accident caused by a gas leak. If this is found to be the case, the ignition point for the blast may be something as ordinary as a light switch being switched on. However, the extent of the damage could make it very difficult for investigators to locate the exact source. And Superintendent Liam Geraghty told the media yesterday where they are at this stage with their investigations.
And Garda Síochána continue to investigate all the circumstances into the cause of a fatal explosion at a premise in Creaslock, County Donegal, on Friday, the 7th of October 2022. The investigation is being coordinated from an incident room at Milford Garda Station. The Garda Technical Bureau, with assistance from other agencies, will continue to examine the scene, which remains cordoned off. These examinations are likely to continue over the coming days. Traffic diversions on the N56 at the scene of the incident remain in place. A total of 10 fatalities have been confirmed arising from this fatal explosion. The remains of the deceased are at Letterkenny University Hospital, where state postmortems have commenced under the direction of Dr. Heidi Ockers, assistant state pathologist. The postmortems will continue over the next few days, and results will not be released for operational reasons. Technical Bureau will be on the scene over the next few days, assisted by other agencies and other sections within Garda Síochána. So the investigation will take a period of time, but the investigation is there to identify the cause of this fatal explosion.
And that's Superintendent Liam Geraghty, and reporting today that the Gardaí are going to bring in experts in the area of explosions to help them with their investigations. Barry, thank you very much for all your reporting over what must have been for you a very difficult weekend. Well, the Irish Red Cross is establishing a dedicated Chrysler Community Support Fund to help support those in the local community. I'm joined on the line by Charlie Lamson, Head of Fundraising with the Red Cross. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, what is this fund going to do? Who's organising it and how may people donate?
Sure. Well, the fund has been set up over the weekend. OnPost reached out to us initially, and then we've also been working very closely with Applegreen to set up basically a trusted and coordinated facility for people that are want to do something but don't quite know how to support, where they could support the fund through this. So the Red Cross is a unique position to be able to provide that support. So we've been working away on that. And at this point, if people want to make a donation in support of the community fund, they can do so at online with Applegreen, make an online donation there. They can go into any OnPost location, or they can visit us at redcross.ie. The support that we're looking to provide is, as you might expect, it is support for the bereaved. It is support for those who are in hospital or who are injured, those who have lost their homes or livelihood. You know, these are the types of things that we're focused on. But we'll be working with the community, with them to allocate this funding where it's most needed.
Okay, but the Red Cross will have charge of this fund.
Yes.
All right. So just to reiterate again, if you would, Charlie, where people can donate. Obviously, redcross.ie, you can do that online. You're used to receiving donations digitally.
Correct.
Applegreen, if you walk into an Applegreen petrol station, can you donate there?
Applegreen are setting up a QR code facility to enable people to give in that way. So they will be promoting that through their location. So that will be readily available. And then as well, it'll be both cash and at the till donations at any of the post offices throughout the country.
Any of the post offices throughout the country. Thank you very much, Charlie, for joining us. Charlie Lamson, Head of Fundraising with the Red Cross.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
First decision of the morning, a creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or will we ease into the day with a sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel? Ooh, what about that white chocolate mocha? No matter which flavor you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Better coffee starts a better day. Start with bottled Starbucks frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.